are listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Good evening, church. How are we?
Good.
Just a bit overwhelmed at the moment by all that singing and amazing worship. Thank you so much, guys. Every time gets to me. Thank you. Amazing. You beat me to it. You said two or three gathered. We heard this morning. He's here. He's here. Do you believe it?
Yes.
He's here. Do you remember that quite a few months ago someone said that they saw a gigantic angel at the back to at that side? Apparently there was someone that said that. It was actually a child that saw that. It's pretty amazing to think that there's angels all around us, God's here, Holy Spirit's going to do some amazing things today, tonight. Amen? Amen? This morning we're going to see some amazing things in the Holy Spirit, so you better buckle up, people, buckle up. It's just amazing, like just when I think about the freedom that we have in Christ, the freedom that we take for granted sometimes. We actually sung a song this morning, and I want you guys, if you can please get the lyrics of that song I was asking you about, that'd be awesome. So, while I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. What's this song called? Anyone know? Who You Say I Am. Lovely song. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Next, please. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. We keep hearing it over and over and over. People talking about being free in Christ, freedom that we have in Christ, all the time. Yet, I don't know if we actually quite understand the seriousness of that, that we are actually free. We're free.
Yes.
We're free. We're free.
Yes.
I'm free. 14 years ago, I was a slave to sin.
Yes.
I was a wretched, wretched young man back then. And I was wretched in every way. I was walking around deceived. I was walking around singing this song. If some of you might know this, if you're about my age, about 21, roughly. You might know this song. It goes something like this. 'Cause I'm free to do what I want any old time. My singing voice, I left at home today. But basically, do you know the song I'm talking about? They're singing it, okay? I used to sing that song. It was like I think it was like one song and they never saw that band again, but it was basically singing, do whatever you want, do what you want to do, no problem, no consequences, and that to me, I loved it, it was awesome, I was in deception, walking around, and then the consequences came around, but now I'm a free man. Now, because I'm a free child of God, is what I am, it's what you are, does that mean it's a license to sin? Does that mean that I can walk around just kind of, yeah, okay, I'm free from that, even, you know, if I want to, I can go and do this and do that. That's obviously not, that cheapens what Jesus did on the cross, doesn't it? So can someone please pick up their Bibles if you've got it with you and quickly go with me, because I'm going to give you a very quick word of encouragement and then we're going to go praying for people straight away. So if you can pick up at Galatians 5:1, which we all should know what that says. Galatians 5:1. All right. It is for freedom that Christ set us. So someone say it in a different translation if you like. Go for it. Nice and loud. Amanda? Yeah, there you go. So there's different variations. You can get the message, a different variation. But the point is that it's for freedom that we've been set free, not for just getting comfortable and waiting for the day that we go to heaven. That's not what we're free for. We're free to be free today, to walk in full freedom of who we are in Christ. Is the world going to sell you that message? Are they going to tell you that you can be free and don't worry about buying this and don't worry about upgrading that and don't worry about watching Netflix 24 hours a day? And they're not going to tell you that. They're going to tell you just, you know, consume, 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 distract yourself. Don't worry about reading your Bible. Don't worry about doing anything of the things you're meant to be doing as a child of God, because they don't want you to walk in your calling. The enemy doesn't want you walking in your calling. He wants you to be walking asleep. Just sleepwalking all the time and going about your business, but leaving God at church on a Sunday, and going back there on Sunday. I'm not saying that everyone's doing this. I don't want to come across as condemning, obviously. I want to encourage you and uplift you that if you're not already walking in your full freedom that Jesus purchased for you, then it's time that we really just stepped up and realized that you're doing yourself no favors and you're not doing anyone else any favors either, because there are people literally around us, all around us, literally going to hell. Do we understand that? Do we have that clear? There are people that don't know Jesus. I'm in the light right now, literally, blinded by these lights. But one day I wasn't in the light. I was literally in the dark. And that is a very, very scary place to be. It's a very scary place because you've got no one to help you, no one that you can run to. But when you've got Jesus and he's done everything he's done, that brutal death, that way that he was tortured and eventually died for our sins, he's paid for it all. And thank you, Jesus, for that. And now we get to walk around and have an adventure and live a life of purpose and identity and everything else he has for us, and obviously freedom. And then, after all that, we go to heaven and celebrate with our lovely Jesus and Moses and all the favorites that you might have. Do you have a favorite? Who do you want to meet one day? Who do you want to meet? Tell me. Just yell some people out. Who do you want to meet? Jesus. Okay, he's my favorite, of course. But who else? I've got Paul in my list. Paul's definitely in my list. Peter, what a man. Yeah, what a man, huh? From Saul to Paul as well. I mean, you've got Peter who eventually, he was walking in fear, wasn't he? Peter, he was walking in fear. Do you think it's normal to walk around in fear? Honestly, is it normal to be walking around in fear? Fear of man, fear of what people might think, fear of, am I looking cool today? I mean, I try my best. My wife dresses me up, but, I don't really get concerned about that stuff anymore. I used to. So I want to just quickly list the things that we have been freed from. This is a very short little list, but we're going to just tip of the iceberg tonight. So can you guys help me just think of some of the things that you've been freed from? Can you throw some at me? What have you been freed from?
Shame.
Security? What was that?
Shame.
Yes. Any more?
Fear of the dark.
Awesome. Phobias. Anyone got phobias here?
Spiders.
Okay. God can definitely help you tonight. Seriously. Step up. That's phobias. I used to be scared of haunted houses. Until I realized they're just demons. They're just demons dressing up and mucking around, and all we got to do is just say, name of Jesus, get out of there. They're under our feet. What on earth do we have to be scared of, honestly? And if the worst case scenario that God wills it, that I have to leave this earth, I'm not being morbid or anything, but it's just this short life. I mean, I'm going to heaven anyway. So we don't have to be fearful for anything at all, nothing. And fear of approaching people, fear of saying hello to people, fearing, what they might say to us back. That's just all lies. It's all lies. They don't want you to. The enemy wants you. He wants to render you useless. Do you understand that? Are you guys taking this the right way? Yeah? And then shout amen for me.
Amen.
That's what I thought. Just checking. Because for me, fear still grips me. Still tries to grip me. And I have to remind myself who I am and whose I am. We've got another few here. So guilt, shame, depression, anxiety, condemnation, Romans 8, yeah? Penalty of sin, power of sin, self, thinking about me, pride of life, cares of this world, what's going on in the business, what's happening, am I going to climb the corporate ladder, all that kind of nonsense. It's totally irrelevant. Doesn't matter. I mean, if you get blessed in that way, awesome. Thank you, Jesus. But to be chasing after those things, are not for children of God. It's of the world. It's not for us. We need to be focusing on Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
And this one is a big one as well. Addictions. Who's addicted to these things? Be honest now. Come on. Anyone addicted to these things? A mobile phone I'm holding up. Okay? All right. I have to literally start getting apps off that thing, because the day that I got that smartphone was the beginning of many, many sorrows. I literally just couldn't. I mean, it's ridiculous, but we get hooked on these things. And you've got YouTube, you've got Facebook, you've got Messenger, WhatsApp, What's Not Up, or like whatever. I just basically turn notifications off. And if I'm ready to look at that stuff, I'll do it when I'm ready. I'm not going to be working or doing something or praying for somebody or whatever or having a conversation with my wife and then all of a sudden this thing starts going off. It's ridiculous. So years ago, I just turned that off. But still, it tries to grip me. And other addictions, for example, drugs is a big one. I'm going to tell you something that's going to probably really get your attention right now for those that are falling asleep, as we heard this morning, not a bad thing. At least you're at church, right? So I'm going to tell you something. The enemy's really been trying to stop me from bringing this message forward today because he doesn't want people to be living in freedom. The amount of dramas and distractions in my life this week alone are enough for most people for a month. I came home from work Friday night to find an individual on my roof, high on drugs, with a knife. I didn't invite him. I don't have those sort of friends anymore. I can only assume that he was on something, and he was. Okay? So 15 years ago, I met this young guy who, he was very, very lost, and I tried to help him. This is before I gave my life to Jesus, okay? Ever since I was born again, I've tried to help him with the good news when I would see him. He just turns up in my house every now and then, but this time he went a bit too far. And he was looking for me. I wasn't home. And then he was paranoid that people are out to get him and all concerned. And he's basically on the roof somehow. And anyway, the police turned up by the dozens. I'm not kidding you. The whole street was cornered off. You couldn't get into the street. We had neighbors wondering, is that Serge up there or what's going on? And so all this stuff is going on Friday. And I was up till about 1 o'clock in the morning because they finally talked him down. The police wouldn't actually let me talk to him because I knew that this guy wouldn't hurt anybody. He's just really paranoid and getting scared because he really is fearing for his life because drugs do that. But I couldn't get it through them because they were in their own thing and I had to be quiet or be handcuffed, they told me. So I did what I was told. I went to the corner. I was very quiet for a long time and I just watched what was going on and we kept praying and eventually, thank God, he came down and they took him to the hospital. And we have his dog at home still. So we're going to look after that dog and I don't want it to get put down. So what I'm trying to say is this is addictions. This guy, is he living a life of freedom? Is he living the great life? Now, we can point people to the water. We can't make them drink, but we need to be pointing people. We need to be helping people. So with this guy, when I see him next, it's going to be all about this, the choice he's going to make in life. Is he going to lay his life down or not? And that's what it's all about. He's trying to guide people and help people. So if you're not in Christ, you need to be in Christ, or you need to be born again. So that's for anyone. This message is for everybody. If you're not in Christ, you're lost. And you're walking around thinking that you've got it all figured out, but you don't. You're lost, like I was, like many of us here were, if not all of us, if you weren't born into the church. But if you are in Christ, then you need to analyze and ask yourself honestly, Lord, is this where you want me? Is this where you really want me? Or do you want me to go another level with you so that I can be used by you and I can bring you honor and glory and do everything that you want me to do? And that's the reason why you made me, because there's no other person like me in the world, as Mark said today. There's no one else like you. There's no one else like me. So your freedom, your genuine peace, your true identity, your purpose, your calling, your inheritance, everything that you ever wanted and more can only be found in Jesus. You can travel the world like I did when I was younger. I traveled the world all over the place from a very young age looking for myself out there, looking for myself. And end of the day, I just came back as frustrated as I left. And that's the truth of the matter is it's going to be in Jesus and that's the truth, and that's what I told to this lovely lady that I met on Monday. I met her at a really nice yacht club in the Brighton area over there. I was picking up an air hockey table, and I heard them talking, her and another fellow, a staff member. They were in the room with me while I was dismantling the air hockey table. They were dismantling the dance floor and other stuff. And they were young, probably about, I don't know, 24 at the most. And they were just small talking and blaspheming and that kind of stuff. And I was just cringing inside when I heard them blaspheme. I'm not being judgmental. I'm not being self-righteous, because I used to do the same thing. I used to say I love God, but I used to, you know, blaspheme, oh my God, and all the rest of it. And I heard them, and I thought, Lord, if you give me an opportunity, I may do something. I'm not in the mood, but if you want me to do something, I'll do something. And eventually that happened, and I got to pray for these people. And the beautiful look on their faces as they actually saw the power of God move. You know what I mean? When you see people that are just doing their own thing, and then all of a sudden they get to see what God can do for them, and the look on their face, like their jaws dropped to the ground, and they were just very open to listening. And we've got opportunities everywhere we go. I mean, we don't always want to do what we're meant to do, but we have opportunities there. And some people say that, you know, it's not for me, I don't really want to pray for people, or I don't know how to pray or whatever. But yeah, I think we all know how to go up to someone that looks like they're a bit lost or a bit down, and we can say hello to them, can't we? Just go up and go, hey, how you going? And you could be surprised where that could lead. So in this place, I know for sure that we're going to have people that are not 100% there yet, because I'm not myself. I'm still trying to lay down things that I know I have to be laid down. That's the walk. It's called the walk of maturity, the walk of repentance, the walk of holiness, the walk of righteousness, isn't it? Jesus said that we have to be righteous. And we're not going to be walking around righteous by sitting on Netflix 7 days a week. I'm not saying that you guys do that here, but I got hooked on a show recently. And I never watched Netflix before, but then I started to watch this one program. And next thing you know, I'm watching five or six in a row, and I'm like, enough of this. What are you doing? Get off. So I'm not going to be on that again anytime soon. We've got to be very, very disciplined in what we do. I think the Word of God has to come first. What do you think? Yes. Does the Word of God have to come first before everything else? Should we start our day with the Word?
Yes.
Should we finish our day with the Word? And always make it about the Word, because if we don't, then we can lead to all that kind of other things. We can be deceived, and I've seen many people just be deceived and walk away because someone said something and they believed it. We've got to go to the Word. Andy has mentioned many times about Read Scripture. That is an amazing app. Do you guys have it? Do you have it? If you don't have it, please get it. Read Scripture. Now, tonight we're going to pray for a few people, and in fact, anyone that needs prayer, whether it's to do with freedom that you need to receive back that the enemy has stole from you through whatever circumstance that might have been that you maybe left the door open to, or ignorance or whatever, but we are going to pray for you. But it's also a choice that you need to make for yourselves, that you need to walk in freedom. You can't just, there's no point coming up for prayer all the time and just repeating this over and over and over. It's great. No one's going to ever say no, but it needs to be a choice you've got to make. You've got to just draw a line on the sand and say enough is enough. The enemy is already defeated. And I know who I am in Christ, and I'm going to receive my full inheritance, my full freedom in Christ. That's what we're about to do. And this place, I can guarantee you, people are going to want that, aren't they? They're going to want that freedom. They're not going to want to go just to another church and go, you know, sing some songs. It's all great. We go together, tick the box off. They want to come where the power of God is, where the movement of the Holy Spirit is. They want to come. I can really see this place absolutely packed out with youth and everything in between, the old, the young, whatever. Because this place, as we heard this morning, is a house that is here to honor the Lord. We're not here for ourselves. We're not here because I've got nothing better to do, or I want to try to be a big shot or tell some stories. I don't care for that sort of stuff. I don't care for that. I really don't. I do not care one little bit for trying to make it about me. It's not about that. It's about Jesus Christ. And there are people out there that don't know Jesus Christ, and we need to point them to Jesus. Do you agree?
Yes,
now, tonight, we're going to call the elders up, and we're going to just basically pray for anyone's needs, whatever it's, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, whatever it is. Don't be shy. Come forward. Don't be shy, because you need to be coming up expecting in faith that God will move, and He will move. Okay? So please just be honest and come up and receive your healing. And if you do need a hand in the way of, like, look, I want to really get this right with God, this area of my life, but I don't know what to do next, just approach us. you know, it might be more fitting to get blokes to come up to blokes and females to females. It doesn't really matter how it is, but come up. Don't live in a box. Don't live on your own. There are people here that can help you. We have to do this for each other. We have to love one another. We can't live on our own, in our own little world. We've got to come forward. Okay? So just step up in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Walk in the freedom that has already been purchased for you. The full freedom, not a little bit of it. Full freedom. Go out there and just destroy the lies of the devil that he's trying to create around you and your family, and just enjoy what God is going to do for you in the next week or so, and in the next month and year to come. You're going to keep growing and going forward.